With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
This summer, own your style with Macy's. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has all that you need.
Shop brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Macy's has all of your summer must-haves. Summer dresses, matched sets, volume sleeve tops, espadrilles, wedges, straw-crafted bags, bathing suits, and so much more.
Oh my gosh, the free-for-all. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
the smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
23 questions, you guys.
She's here!
We have a gorgeous guest this week.
Hi! You always look so beautiful and chic and put together. It's the Parisienne in you.
Oh my goodness. I would like to think so. Thank you. That is, you flatter me. It's so good to see you guys.
You too. Ladies and gentlemen, Kate Vogel.
Everyone knows that voice.
Look how pretty your microphone is.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Gold?
Yeah.
I need a microphone update. This is good.
Me
I need
too.
To. I need to.
I'm like, can you drop the link in the chat?
Yes, please. right.
I'll get you guys all the specs. I got you all set up.
This is my does it come in rose gold?
That's what I need to. Rose gold would be cool. Yeah, it's definitely like I have a lot to learn, but I feel like as a musician. And I'm going to like shoot myself in the foot saying this because watch me have like a technical difficulty in like 0.5 seconds. But doing the Zoom thing, I'm like, there's no excuse for all my stuff not to be dialed.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
you do sound much clearer than us. We're
you
all
do.
Like,
here's hoping.
Too close. You've got that cool little screen that makes you not sound as shrill as I sound.
No. Totally. I'm loud and prone to, you know, getting like overly excited, especially chatting with old friends. And so, so this helps it helps temper it to a degree.
Where are you right now?
Yeah. Los Angeles. I'm at home.
Okay.
Oh my God, come over.
Oh my gosh.
We're on strike. We should literally just be sitting in the backyard drinking wine together every day.
Dude, anytime. I'm so down. I'm here. Yeah. Okay. I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Speaking of strike, we can't talk to you about anything we maybe filmed together, which that's not what we want to talk to you about anyway. We're playing 23 questions because we just want to learn more about you, Kate Vogel.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
I feel lucky that we've known you since you were a literal teenager.
Yeah. Insane. It's so wild. It's so wild to think about. Yeah. It's crazy. And it seems like not that long ago. And then in other times you're like, that was a different life. It's wild. Yeah. I feel like, you know, the show we didn't film together was sort of my high school experience. And aww. Yeah, like it's so cool. It was a crazy one, but it was a great one in so many ways. So wonderful.
How old were you when we met?
I think I was 19.
Yeah, I think so too. We were all.
Didn't you turn 20 right at the 100th birthday party?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? I turned 20 right at the 100th episode party. And you guys, that is a story. There's a lot of stories for a time when we're drinking something other than water, right?
Oh, like, boy.
That's not for this episode, but oh my God. Yeah, the 21st birthday, that was a wild ride. But yeah, it was, I was a kid. I was totally like just, I was a babe in the woods, but you guys were so great in like showing me the ropes.
Well, how about we jump into these questions? Cause I feel like we've got so many questions for you just about when we first met you and that whole time period, but we want to have you on when the strike is over so we can discuss all the things that we can't discuss right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm in.
And we have so many questions for you about me. Guys, stay tuned because Kate has a big announcement that we should do at the end of the episode too.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
All right, who wants to start?
All right, I'll jump in. First question, no pressure. What is your idea of perfect happiness?
Ooh, that's a good one. Oh my gosh, okay.
And a big one.
Yeah, no pressure. Okay. I'm with all my favorite people. So I'm with my family, my dog, my closest friends, eating homemade pasta, drinking a great bottle of red wine somewhere like on the Italian coastline or like in the south of France at magic hour. I think that's it. It has to involve food, obviously.
Yes.
You're such a good traveler. I feel like you'll make that happen if you haven't already.
Thank you.
I'm not a good traveler. You're a good traveler.
Thank you. It's definitely like me and my husband, Brett, like it's our biggest passion. Like that is like the thing we connected over. We love to travel. Like it's totally just, it's a huge priority for us. So I hope so. I think that would be cool. Yeah. That makes me feel good. Yeah. It's like, it's simple, right? Like it doesn't, and it wouldn't have to be somewhere like extravagant or fabulous, but it's just perfect happiness is like my favorite people and really good food and great drinks and laughing, you know, just laughing. My favorite people.
Yeah. And scenery. The scenery.
And scenery. And scenery.
What's your greatest fear?
Well, I mean, okay, I have to say, like a couple weeks ago, I was at a hotel and the power went out. And I was in my room, so it was fine. But I had this thought, what if I got stuck in the elevator with a stranger and I had to pee really bad during this power?
Oh, yes.
And I couldn't get out.
Kate, I think about that every time I'm in an elevator with people.
Peeing?
Is that weird? Do you guys don't think about that?
Wait,
peeing or getting stuck?
Peeing. Having to, like, where would we all pee?
You guys, no, not once in my whole life have I thought that thought.
Every time I'm in an elevator for longer than like 5 seconds, 10 seconds.
Because we're musicians who've been on tour.
I was just going to ask.
And when you have to pee and you're on tour, it's like a thing, right? Like there's, I think that because there's like pee stops are a huge, like I recognize every rest stop in the United States because of how many times I've played shows. So I don't know, maybe it's that we're very aware of like when's the next time I get to pee on this long road trip. I don't know.
Yeah. It instills a panic in you.
Yeah. Total panic.
Yeah. Because we don't have that, but y'all do.
Guys, I've peed behind so many buildings in Wilmington. Yeah. Like anywhere. There's no fear.
Absolutely. No, I mean, that I don't have an issue with that. I grew up in Ohio. I'm like, you know, but it's more the idea of being trapped. Like, I feel like I watched a cute romantic comedy like show that was about these two people who got trapped in an elevator on New Year's Eve. And the whole time I was like, one of them would have had to pee.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
For sure.
Is it weird being on a bus going into that little bathroom and just like having everyone know?
Yeah.
I'm going to pee.
Yeah, yeah. It's not super glam. Wouldn't you say so, Joy?
No, it's definitely uncomfortable, but I think everybody just kind of gets over it. And eventually it's just you're all just living together. It becomes a theater kid thing where you're just changing backstage and eventually you're just like, whatever. People are going to walk by. You know what I mean?
Almost feel like the thing that's worse is when you're on a camping trip with people. Cause like everybody's got to go find somewhere in the woods to pee. But like when somebody gets up from the campfire and goes and gets the little shovel, you're like, I know what you're going to do. You're going to dig a hole in the woods like that. Mm. Oh, man.
The elevator pee. All right. Well, we're going to write that horror film.
Yeah.
And go sell it to Blumhouse.
And a horror comedy.
It's going to make a ton of money.
And after the strike, it will be a huge hit. Yes.
Okay. Number three. If you could be the best in the world at something, what would it be?
Ooh.
You're already really good at a lot of stuff.
Well,
like you're an extraordinary painter too.
But thank you. I, you know what? I think I would say like renovating houses or like old chateaus or something. Like I'm in my full HGTV lady era.
She said renovating a chateau.
Yes. Like Kate Obsessed. Is the go-to. You have to hire Kate to renovate your chateau, you know? And that might be a little too niche, but I just really want to learn how to like, you know, like do all that stuff. Like I want to be a tool lady. Like a lady who's like Kate can work a miter saw for sure. Like
yeah.
Are you signed up for that website? It's like a cheapcastles.com.
I am.
Yeah, same.
I follow all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, girl. You need a she wants a chateau. Get a castle.
Girl, I will start to send you the links. I look all over France and Italy all the time.
Oh my God, please, please do. Please bring me in on this.
I have a backlog just in case. It's for phase two. I'm ready.
That's where I'm at. I'm like, that's the next chapter on the horizon, like down the road a bit. But like, so I'm excited to be chateau neighbors. So like,
what if we just do a GoFundMe to buy a chateau that Kate can renovate and then like fans can go stay in it?
That would be sweet. Yeah. Actually, I have thought about being like even if it's just me with my iPhone documenting the process, like I love to do like a whole, like get entrenched into a project like that. And then it's like, let's run a workshop or like people can come out and like hang. And I don't know, man, I'm getting all kinds of ideas.
I could be into that. We're going to find a cheap castle, kids.
I'm ready. Okay, question four. What is the weirdest item that you keep by your bed?
Ooh, what is the weirdest item? That's a great one. Weirdest, like most unexpected. Mm-hmm. Well, I would have to say, so our little dog, our little mutt, she has a little game before bed every night after her nighttime walk. And I don't know if this is that weird, but it's definitely unsightly. I have like lots of treats, like meat snack treats. Chapstick and meat snacks is my nightstand. Amazing.
Chapstick and meat snacks is the name of the episode.
So good. Yeah, she, you know, she has to do her game, her find it game, which is just us throwing meat snacks on the bed and her finding them. So it's really not terribly complicated, but it's like she gets very sad if she doesn't do her find it game. So I just keep them right by the bed.
That's really sweet.
So cute.
These are my meat snacks.
Yeah. Okay, this one is gets a little tricky for people because it's which living person do you most admire? But I guess if it's too hard, I guess you could also go name a living person that you deeply admire.
Oh, yeah, totally. There's so many. I mean, definitely like both my parents topped that list. They are like unbelievably people and such an inspiration. But my little sister, I have one sister, and you guys probably, I'm sure I brought her to set up.
Your sister, yeah.
I took her into like every Wilmington bar, like way before.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you turn 21.
Like an old, like a good older sister, right? Like,
yeah.
But she is, she's just like, I look up to her so much, even though she's 4 years younger. She's amazing. She's such an inspiration to me. She's like the funniest person. I know, you know, like if you like with your siblings, how you have that like sort of your own language communication of like there's jokes that only she will ever understand, you know. So she and I have been like doing like some little video podcast conversations, just like little like YouTube things, like just for fun. Cause she lives on the opposite coast. She lives in Manhattan and I'm out here and I miss her so much. I'm always trying to get her, you know, persuade her to move to LA. I'm like, it's 75 and sunny today. And she's like, yeah.
Every day. Yeah.
But yeah, I love her. She's so wise in so many ways that I'm not. And it's like, it's such a gift to have a sister. It's amazing. So yeah, I gotta go with my little sister Courtney.
Babe, that's so nice that you feel that way about your family. Not everybody does. So it's really special when people are like, I love my parents and my sibling. It's like both.
I feel super lucky. They're just like the best people in the world. Like my dad taught me to write songs, you know, my mom is like just the kindest person on the planet. Like We're super close, like almost to the point where I feel kind of bad for my husband sometimes because he loves them. But it's a vibe of like, he always like makes the analogy. He's like, you guys are kind of like a line of elephants where like, if you could all like just hold on to each other's tails with your ground. And he's like, it's really great. But also I imagine it's probably overwhelming as, you know, for... I don't know. It's
the plus one.
We're a lot. Yeah. We're loud. We're inappropriate. But it's great.
I love it.
It's great.
Oh, man. I can't tell you how many times I have been. I get this little notification pop up. It tells me that I've subscribed to something that I don't know even what it is. And it's like, oh, $39.99 or $62.45 annually is coming up. Do you want it? And I'm like, I don't know what this is.
I have no idea.
Going on there's too many things going on in my day. When am I going to have time to go dig through all these files and figure out what's what? I need help. And I think we figured out the way. Rocket Money, it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses.
I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps.
Yeah, I love how the dashboard just shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget, and it keeps my spending on track.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh-smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new Asset Library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Number 6. What is your greatest extravagance? Where are you spending that money, honey?
Oh, man. I would probably say like when we're like, ooh, there's some extra, you know, there's a little extra money to spend this year. Like it's probably travel, yeah. and like craft cocktails, like food, you know, which is like,
yeah.
$25 now. It's like,
why don't we hang out more? Same.
No.
Like, travel and alcohol. Come on.
Seriously.
What else is there?
Guys, yes, for sure. It's, I feel like I've come a long way from whatever I was probably drinking like at 19 back in Wilmington. just trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. But no, we're big into craft cocktail vibes. I feel like it's like that experiences. Food, mm-hmm. alcohol.
What is your favorite mixed drink?
Ooh, I love like a dirty martini with blue cheese olives. Is anyone?
No. Same.
Oh, God, yes.
And it's so hard to find blue cheese stuffed olives. Sophia's gonna vomit.
Yeah, sorry. sorry. I know. It is a bold choice. It is not for everyone. Like,
wait, gin or vodka?
Vodka.
Yeah, same. Little Belvedere vodka. Yeah.
We have to find a spot that does a good one.
But a lot of people don't do them right. I mean, I like it when they're so cold that the top, it's like a layer of ice on top almost.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly the way. And it's so gross if it's like anything, like if it's hot or, well, obviously it's gross if it's hot. But
no.
Gross. Who's serving you hot, dirty martinis?
A dirty martini is my favorite work function drink. Like we have to go to like things like upfronts
yes.
and events like that. And I remember there was a time where like people would like be handing us really sweet things. And we're like, I don't want that. No. Once I discovered like I'm going to be the dirty martini lady at the upfronts or at the TCAs or whatever, they look at you different.
Oh yeah. See, that's how I feel about ordering an old fashioned
whiskey.
Yeah.
Especially in that era, like when we were still on our show, I'd have like gross old men at bars be like, "Who's that for?" And I was like, "Me." Totally. And I love it when you're like, that's what I want. Get me an old fashioned and we'll be friends. Woo!
Ah,
blue cheese, olives. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I can't do it. I love you all, but not for me. Okay. What is your current state of mind?
Okay. I think where I'm at right now is like, I would say curious more than anything. I'm trying to really lean into being curious about like new adventures and stuff, which I'll, you know, like talk about more at the end with big announcement I'm super excited about. But like, I've just been since, you know, with lockdown and stuff, I couldn't tour at all. Like, the Rock Club was literally the worst possible place to be for everything that was going on. And so I really had to like start kind of forced me to get curious about like, okay, like what else am I going to do? And then now obviously like you guys understand, like there's the strike. And so it's definitely something where I'm trying to lean into some of these other creative avenues that I really like love and enjoy. Because it's kind of the only thing you can do, you know, is like, And I'm also trying not to put too much pressure on myself to like, make one thing or the other, like to be like, oh, this has to be, you know, my next job, or like, you know, like kind of allowing myself to just like explore things and prototype things and like just enjoy the process of like being curious about different ways to be creative. Like, do you guys relate to that right now with all that's going on?
Girl, we're spinning all sorts of plates and then being like, and what else can we do? Like, could I, you know, become a contractor maybe?
Yeah. No shortage of ideas.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I think it's good. We were sold this bill of goods when we were younger that like you go into a career path and you stay in it until you win the gold watch at retirement. And that's a weird way to live your life. And so this idea that you can morph, like you can Madonna your own life. Is exciting. Yeah. You can be something different every few years.
Yeah. It's so true.
I also think there is something really interesting, not only about realizing you have permission to do anything that interests you, you know, no matter if other people put it under the umbrella of your career or not, but there's also something that I'm finding really helpful in this moment. Like, I always try to find a silver lining when something intense is going on. And obviously the strike is so intense and hard for everyone in our industry. And it creates that feeling of overwhelm, especially because we have no idea when it's going to end. And so I've been searching for what the sort of silver lining of this is. And the opportunity to rest a little bit, to be like, well, we're doing this work. And then all those calls, all those meetings, those pitches, all like, that's all going to come off the calendar. And I've been sitting in my backyard and reading books. And I'm like, this is gorgeous. It's gorgeous. I usually just look at my backyard through the window in my office. And now I'm like, I'm going out there with a cold brew. And I'm like, luxury.
She's touching grass.
Such an opportunity.
It is. So good.
Okay, Kate, what do you most value in your friends? Speaking of curiosity and time to rest and...
Yes. I think it's that ability to fall back into that, like just the ease with which we can like fall back into doing nothing together, laughing together, even if it's been like years, you know. I think that that's one of those things that kind of is different in my life than like my parents. Like my mom had grown up in the town that I was born in. And so all of her friends, like it was really cool when I was growing up seeing like, wow, she has such tight knit friendships and they've lived their whole lives together. That has not been my journey. You know, I left my freshman year of college to take a record deal and get on the road. And then I started working on this, you know, wonderful show and like had this total adventure that took me all over the place. And it kind of made me feel like an island now and then, because I was like the only one of my friends who wasn't sort of following this same path. And so there was a little bit of FOMO there, even though it was like, I was following my dream. And, but it's so like, I'm so grateful for like the grace of being able to be like, oh my God, I am so sorry. I didn't respond to your text from 3 weeks ago. I like, you know, it's that kind of thing that I think everybody now probably can relate to in a way. Cause it's like, we're all busy. Everyone has so much going on. Everybody's a lot more kind of mobile, and it's just nice to be able to like have that ability to fall back in and laugh about stuff as if like no time has passed at all.
Yeah, that's good.
That's awesome. Okay, number 9. On what occasion does Kate Vogel lie?
Ooh, that's a good one. Oh man. I try not to lie, you know, on most occasions, but there was this one time a couple years back. And this is one of those things, I don't know if you guys have those things where like these memories of something you said or you did where you just want to shout it out of your head and you're like, why am I so awkward? Maybe this is just me. I don't know. It's okay if it is. I was backstage at a friend's show. And I was like really jet lagged because I had just gotten back from a tour in Europe. And so I was like really out of it, but I was like, oh, I want to support my friends. I'm going to go to their show. And one of their other friends just casually asked me if I was wearing hair extensions. And I absolutely was wearing hair extensions. But however, I said, no, this is all my real hair. And then the split second after I said it, I was like, why did I just lie about that? But then it was like too late to be like, I'm sorry, I just lied. You know, my brain was just like behind. Like, and then it just like, I found out that this girl was like, her dad is like a very successful person in the entertainment business. And I'm like, this girl knows some hair extensions when she sees them. Like,
oh boy. Oh my gosh.
I love a dumb lie. Give me the dumb.
It's so like, funny.
Yeah, it would have been great if you'd followed up with, just kidding.
Exactly.
Just kidding. I feel like I can count on one hand the experiences I've had with people who have said something and they're like, actually, that's a lie. I don't know why I just said that. And then they continue on with the conversation. But there's something I respect them so much in that moment for the fact that you just caught yourself saying something. You don't know why you said it. And then you just adjusted and admitted it right away and kept going. I'm like, whoa, that is clean energy. It's so good. I love it.
It is. And that's why I look back and I'm like, why couldn't I have been that girl in that moment? How?
Because it's awkward. And like, it's so hard to, who has that instinct? It's hard.
It's also so weird when your mouth speaks words and you go, why did my brain do that? And in front of a stranger, totally. You're going to be like, I just short circuited and said something that wasn't true. Like, that's awkward. Yeah. It's like, for me anyway, like the immediate feeling of like, what just happened is the reason I can't get over it and be smart enough to be like, just kidding. Ah. Like, cause I'm panicking that something's wrong with me. Like, what?
Yeah.
Listen, I like the idea of coming back months, years later, being like, hey, can we address something right now?
I was wearing hair extensions.
I was. I don't know why I said
Hope and pray this girl is a Drama Queens fan and listens to this podcast.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, my God.
I knew it. I want that. I want that. Okay. Well, aside from maybe denying what's in your hair, what is one thing you will never do again?
Oh, my God. This is such a good segue. Dye my hair. Because I'm like deathly allergic to hair dye, it turns out.
What?
Yes. Oh my God, you guys, I found this out working on, I don't even know like how much I could, in a makeup trailer somewhere in North Carolina.
Wait, I feel like I remember this.
Yeah.
You had like a crazy reaction.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'd never dyed my hair before. And they were like, my hair's already really dark, but they were like, we want it to be jet black. And I was like, cool, I've never dyed my hair, but like, let's go. That sounds great. I'm all about it. And yeah, and like, it basically was one of those things where the people at urgent care were like, here's a bunch of steroids, but next time
urgent care.
You might be like anaphylactic with this and you should
oh my god
never do this again. Yeah,
well, did you find out what the product was and what was in it? Like, could you do a vegan hair dye? Is there, if you wanted to, I mean, isn't there options? Aren't there options?
There is something now that's new that I haven't tried yet, but it's basically, I'm allergic to the thing. It's in henna. It's in like all the natural hair dyes. It's called PPD. It's like this chemical that's, it's the thing that opens up the hair follicle so that it can. Yeah. So it's like,
oh boy.
Yeah, it's like wild times. But I mean, Hillary, you're my inspiration. You are rocking, girl. Rocking it. Mm-hmm. It is beautiful. I'm going to be right there with you. Just
I can't wait.
Yep. Here's what I found is there's a very different group of people that pay you compliments in public when you just like go for it. Mm-hmm. And it's always surprising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a old man who was the waiter in a restaurant I took George to the other day, and he like wanted to sit down at the table.
Oh,
and
I was like, I'll bet.
No one has ever been this friendly with me before. This is fantastic. So it's just a different kind of energy you're putting out. But you don't, baby, you look so fantastic. I want to know who was assigned to take you to urgent care. Because you were a kid in a place where you didn't live and you're having this reaction.
Yeah, I feel like it was Carrie from Hair. Like, I remember her being at, or like, I don't think she took me. Like, I think I went in like a transpo. But I remember, because she was like, I've never seen this before. And I was like, well, that's
a bummer,
because you're a professional.
It's so scary.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. I was lucky it wasn't like worse, but I was like, okay, that's cool. I guess, you know, I don't have to spend $300 every time I go get a haircut. They just like trim my hair and then I leave, you know? So,
well, you've got naturally beautiful hair.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I am not wearing hair extensions today, I swear to God.
Okay, so what is the strangest purchase you've made or almost made?
Strangest purchase? Ooh, I mean, I don't know if it's strange, but it's like super inconvenient. I had a huge phase at the beginning of my music career where like every time I traveled to a new destination, I felt like I had to buy like something for my house because I was also like moving into my first apartment. Aww. So I was like, I like went way too hard, you know, I was like literally... The trailer for our gear on our tour bus was also filled with like antiques because I was in like Iowa and I was like, these antique stores are way better than the ones in LA. Like,
that's totally what would be on my tour bus. That's so funny.
Yes. See, so if we ever tour together, Joy, it will just be
the antiques roadshow.
An antiques roadshow. Yes.
Obsessed. Literally.
And then you could put all the furniture in the chateau that we're going to GoFundMe.
Yes.
Guys, this is shaping up nicely.
I'm ready.
So ready for it.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like... My life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions, and then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that... just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures, and their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live into a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code, brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff. And they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
Number 12, who are your favorite writers?
My favorite writers. Oh my goodness. As a musician, I gotta, you know, this is like pretty obvious, but I gotta go like Lennon and McCartney for sure. Like,
okay.
Can't, you know, deny. I had an independent study my freshman year of college where my professor, my textbook was just the Beatles songbook. And he was like, just study what these guys do. Like they're geniuses, you know? And so, I think there's such kind of, for me, like art is about like humans
telling other humans what it means to be human, you know, and that I feel like they just like nailed that so simply, so beautifully. But like writers, I mean, I love, have you guys ever read Stephen Pressfield, The War of Art?
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. It's so good. It's like, I love his writing, like how he.
Is it fiction or nonfiction?
Nonfiction. Mm-hmm. It's like, basically, it's kind of about like how to get out of your own way as a creative, mm-hmm. which I am in my own way, like constantly when I'm creating. And it is one of those books that I feel like I want to read like once a quarter because it's short, but it's so good. Like he gets to the heart of it. Like, is that like, Sophie, you said you've read it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good.
It's beautiful. It's really inspiring. And I love that, you know, he was inspired by reading Lao Tzu, The Art of War. And was like, imagine like this notion that he kind of couldn't get over the idea of, well, making art is a war in and of itself. And like, how do you do that in your own being? Like, how do you, oh, I don't know. It's really, really inspiring.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's one for the books for sure. Like it's just it's an MVP for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Okay, 13, little bit of a pivot. What is your greatest regret?
Oh, getting deep, guys. Woof.
Yeah. We're going dark, Kate.
It's okay. I'm like, I'm an artist. I'm a songwriter. Like,
this is what yeah, we do, honey.
You know? Like, well, I mean, there's definitely some regrettable outfits from like the time when we like uh-huh. 2007, 2008 outfits yeah. For sure make the list.
We were all there.
They're so bad.
It was like cool. I guess that's what everyone was wearing, you know?
So every time I put leggings on my 5-year-old so that she can wear a skirt, I'm like, what were we doing?
Why did we?
This is what 5-year-olds do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We absolutely did. I'm glad to know I'm not alone, that like everybody else feels that way. But
oh yeah,
I feel like, I mean, on a more like serious note, as far as regrets go, like I would just say, and I'm curious if you guys feel this way too. I think every woman in, you know, in entertainment, but just in general, probably feels this way to some degree. Like, I wish I had trusted myself more, like just cultivated a little bit more of, instead of thinking that like a bunch of dudes in positions of power, like knew better than me, what was right for me, whether it was like career wise or, you know, like, do you guys feel that way?
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Every day.
Absolutely. And we were talking about this the last time the three of us gathered together, this idea that you have to go through all these things to become the person that you are. And it's really interesting to hold, I think, two things true, right? That you regret that you got pushed around or didn't trust your gut, and that the things you went through made you exactly who you are, because when you hit the moment where you say, it's me and what I know that I trust, like, it's a priceless place to arrive at. But oy, like, it's hard to hold those two things true simultaneously, I think.
Yeah, you're so right. It's both of those at once, and you wouldn't be where you are now if it wasn't for all those experiences and stuff. But and I do think it's one of those things, unfortunately, like, I think I'm learning that learning to trust yourself is something you can't just like put somebody through a crash course and teach them in school or whatever. Like, you have to, it's living life, you know?
Yeah, it's the journey.
Yeah.
But your experience in the music industry, you know, when we're talking about people telling us what to do from the TV side of things, like, there is a department that tells us what to wear. There is a department that tells us how to do our hair and makeup. Mm-hmm. There is a department that tells us what to say. There's a department that tells us where to stand. Yeah. In the music industry, who were the voices that were influencing the decisions you were making?
Great question.
Yeah, it's less like, I feel like it's less sort of obvious than in TV, because it is a lot more, and Joy, I don't know if you feel this way, like, it's a lot more fluid. It's a lot less like structured, you know, the music business. But I mean, there were guys in my band who I had hired who like would tell me, I remember this guy that I'd hired literally like said to me, oh, well, you know, I think like, you know, Gibson was going to give me a free guitar because I was playing, you know, all these songs on the show and TV and, you know, on the road and stuff. And he was like, well, you're not, you know, really, I don't know if you're really a good enough guitar player for like this kind of guitar. So maybe you want to get the like, you know, low end version, you know, like stuff
Ew.
Like that. Yes. And I'm like, why didn't I just fire this guy on the spot? Like, what a clown.
Yeah.
You know? But instead I'm like this kid, you know, from Ohio, little like
people, oh no.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess you're right. Maybe I should just, you know, so it's stuff like that. But yeah. It's people at the label, people, songwriters and producers. And by the way, I've also I've been lucky to work with so many amazing, you know, guys and girls, but, you know, men like who are incredible, who like empowered me and propped me up and really helped me kind of find my voice. But there were definitely a share of people, you know, who thought they should weigh in on stuff where you're like,
maybe not.
Yeah.
No.
No.
The scales are full here. We don't want your weight.
Yeah. I also think it's really interesting because we talked a lot about this, like the great male friendships in our life versus the ones who we'd love to, like, you know, shoot into the atmosphere in a space cannon.
Yep.
And I think there's really something too when you have healthy relationships and you see the dynamics of those, you can spot what's not healthy. And in communities, you know, particularly in music, film, TV, that are so male dominated, you see the way that guy would never talk to any of the men in the room the way he talked to you, but he'll talk to you that way. And you see how the dynamics are different. It's like, you know, even with the World Cup, everybody talking about what happened to Jenny Hermoso. And it's like the head of the Spanish Soccer Federation never would have grabbed a male soccer player by the face and tried to open mouth kiss him. Like it just wouldn't have happened. And so it's a really... It's an interesting thing to learn how to navigate the reality of the dynamics we experience and take them seriously and also not be like irritated all the time. Because you have to figure out how to enjoy your life and you're also supposed to be charming and you can't be negative. And it's like,
be charming.
Like we have to juggle all this shit that they just don't have to juggle. And it's wild.
It's wild. Yeah.
It's wild.
It's absolutely, absolutely wild. Like, yeah. But it's definitely, yeah, it's like inspiring to see how other women navigate it. And because, yeah, like you said, it's like, you can't let them, you know, you can't just sort of say like, okay, well, I guess I'm just, you know, going to resign myself to whatever now, because this is the reality. It's like, no, we have to work to change that. And, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's, yeah, it's worth it. It's just, it's.
How would you practically have done that differently? In a way that felt like you were being honoring to yourself, but not, I guess, I don't know. I mean, what's the way to be able to handle situations like that when you feel young and intimidated and you want to do things the right way, but you also want to honor yourself and your own art, but you also want to take advice? I mean, that's such a tough balance to strike. How do you feel like you would have done it differently?
It's such a good question because you're right. Like you don't want to overcorrect and then be like, I'm the boss here. You know, I know what's best, because I was really green, like in a lot of ways. It was like some of my first tours and I was so young. There was a lot to learn from other people, but I think it would have been, I think like I wish I would have sort of been able to take a step back and ask myself like, who am I taking advice from? And, you know, do I want to be, you know, I think there's that some sort of quote that has language about like, don't take advice from people who, you know, whose life you don't want or who you don't want to sort of, like, or you don't respect or whatever. And so I think I just wish I would have sort of been less afraid to take up space and sort of claim my seat at the table as like, you know, at the end of the day, I was like, it is my name on the side of this bus. And I did, you know, work really hard and you know, drive around, you know, in my parents' minivan to play a billion shows in high school and stuff to get to this point. And so I think it would have just, it would have been cool to sort of, I wish I would have just understood that I had the authority to sort of make certain decisions. And, but I think that there is a real people pleasing tendency, especially like being from the Midwest, there's such a sort of like self-deprecating, people pleasing, you know, culture around like, well, I'm just here for whatever. Like I'm okay with anything. What do you guys want to do? Like my husband jokes that like trying to decide what to order for dinner, hanging out with our family is like a nightmare because we're all like, I'm cool with whatever, you know? Yeah.
Whatever you want.
What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, but you're right, Joy. It's a hard needle to thread. Like, because you want to go in with a humility that really is open to absorbing the, you know, advice and experience of other people who do know better than you, but also like a trust in yourself, just knowing like I'm okay right where I am, even if I'm not like, just because you're not the best yet doesn't mean you don't belong. You know, that was like the thing I wish I would have sort of been hip to, you know, that took a while to cultivate.
Yeah. Well, the actual question I was supposed to ask you what's something you really dislike? It sounds like it's that.
Yeah. I mean, definitely, for sure. Like immature dudes thinking they know and telling you how it is definitely at the top of the list.
So annoying.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I love a good just question back. Like, could you clarify that? What do you mean by that?
I was going to say, I got taught by an older chick. She's like, just ask why. Right? Because if someone tells you something condescending, like you shouldn't be playing that guitar, right? They're throwing down a gauntlet. Totally. And when you say, why? You're not being a bitch.
Right.
You're not really challenging it. You're just curious. Tell me more about that. Huh. And 9 times out of 10, people will walk it back. They'll be like, you know what? Never mind. Ignore me. You do you. But if they have a legitimate reason why, that's when they elaborate. And so sometimes just asking people why is a great tool. It's a good tool.
That.
I love just that.
Why?
Such a good, yeah. Just like, just kind of, yeah, it puts them on the spot, but not in a way that's like rude or.
It's not combative.
Yeah, not combative at all. But
it goes back to the curiosity that you were talking about. If you're just curious, like, I'm, and it also, you know, that there's the humility in that too of, what you were saying, that you want to be open to, maybe I'm not seeing everything. I don't see all sides of the picture. So I'm interested. Why?
Right.
So yeah, if they have a good reason, it would be nice to hear it anyway. And if they don't, then they'll probably back off.
Yeah. Kick rocks.
Good.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
Ooh, honey. You know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles, and the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
All right, we're going to crawl out of darkness now. We're getting out. Number 15 is, what or who is the greatest love of your life?
Aw, I love that. Yes, definitely crawling out of darkness. I mean, my husband, Brett, and my dog coming in at a close second, you know. My dog. Yeah, I met him like right towards the tail end of, you know, when I was living in Wilmington and stuff. And so I know he was in Paris last time we were there, Joy. And so y'all have met. And I think I can't remember at different times. It's been so long. We've been together almost 15 years.
How did you guys meet?
We met through, he runs a nonprofit and we met through that because we had a mutual friend who, was working with him on the nonprofit, and he was my friend from music. He's a musician, and he was Brett's friend from lacrosse. Because at the time, Brett was playing professional lacrosse, which honestly, I didn't even know existed because I'm like the least the least sporty athletic person that ever lived. I wish I was, but yeah. So that was how we met, and he came to one of my shows, and just like, he was so different than any other guy that I had ever dated. Like, I'd always dated kind of like introspective, like artsy types and like good people. But like, I don't know if you guys ever experienced this, but I had a boyfriend for part of the time that I was working, you know, in TV, who was like really jealous about the fact that, you know, you have like a TV boyfriend and that you're like kissing someone else on TV, which is so, when it's your job, like, it's so silly. Cause you're like, oh my God, how do I explain to you that this is work? But, and I get it. Like, it's, I'm sure for some people who aren't working in that space, it's not ideal, but my husband was just like, he was so just down to hang. He's very much like, he's sure of himself. He always like lifted me up, supported my dreams, and yeah, like just so easy, you know, and such a relief to just be like, oh,
that's a great way to describe your, my partner's a relief.
Oh, yeah. Right?
It's nice.
That's so nice.
Yeah. It's a gift for sure to have that. Like, it is. It's a relief. It's like a breath of fresh air. Like, woo. Thank God.
Oh, I love that. Okay. That sort of segues beautifully into the next question, which is, when and where were you happiest?
Ooh,
maybe it has to do with more of this.
Yeah. Like, gosh, I mean, I think I have to say, like, I mean, I feel like I'm probably the happiest I've ever been now in, you know, in the season I'm in. Like, we got a dog finally during lockdown and stuff because we weren't traveling as much. And we're just like those dog parents who don't have kids yet, who are just like, have meat snacks by our nightstand and meat everything snacks. She wants, she gets. But yeah, like my whole family was out here in LA for the holidays, and it was like one of those beautiful LA sunsets, and we all went down to the beach and brought our dog, and I was like, this is it, man. This is where it's at. Like, it doesn't get better, you know? And yeah, so I feel super, super grateful to be able to say that, like, just yeah,
cool,
love that.
Which talent would you most like to have?
Oh my gosh, I feel like I would probably pick something that's super opposite of, like, I got all the artsy things and none of the you know, like
practical ones.
Yeah, like the, like, no one is going to want to pick me for their team for whatever the game is. It is not even close to being my forte. Like, I would probably have to say something like surfing, because there's absolutely no circumstance under which that is something that's actually probably something I should have said for like something you'll never do again. Cause Brett surfs a little bit, and, you know, we had some friends. I was designing sunglasses for Oakley like long time ago, and a bunch of like the friends who were a part of that like hang were these women who are professional surfers, and they're like the coolest people, like so much cooler than I could ever hope to be. And, you know, I remember being like having a couple drinks and saying to Brett, like, do you wish that I was cool like them and a professional surfer? You know, babe, you wish that I was an athlete. And he's like, what are you like?
Oh, honey.
You know how that, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
I feel that way about motorcycle chicks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, they look cool. I'm not cool. Babe, do you want me to be cool? No. The answer is no. Just
no.
Oh, right. But that's always a thought that, you know, but then he's like, okay, do you want me to be like, you know, an amazing singer-songwriter? And I'm like, oh, of course not. So
of course not.
I'm like, absolutely not. Only one person in this relationship is telling the story of the fights through song, and it's going to be me, okay?
That's perfect.
Obsessed.
I like that. Okay, if you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
Oh man, it's got to be related to like my perfectionism. You know, totally way too hard on myself. Like, so it's something that I feel like I'm getting better at, like actually I like did a big intensive French learning journey these past 5 years, but really just this past year I like went crazy and did this sprint to get this diploma. It's like a language nerd thing, but it's like a diploma of proficiency in the language. And it was such a good lesson for me in helping to temper my perfectionism because it's literally impossible to be perfect at learning a second language. Like you sound like an idiot for like a long time and you'll never be perfect at it, right? Because you can't ever substitute growing up as something being like your mother tongue or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that has helped me chip away at it, but it is still just like I used to cry and when I was a kid and I would color outside of the lines in coloring books like such
oh,
a
no.
Yeah. So that I wish I could just be more like give myself more space to be bad at something or to mess up or to make a mistake or to lie about wearing hair extensions, you know?
Yeah.
I feel that in my bones. In my bones.
It's as an artist, right? Like, why is that so common for so many of us?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're gonna go positive. And the next question is, what do you consider to be your greatest achievement?
Ooh, greatest achievement, man. Well, and it's so funny because it's so hard for me to even like say that I achieved something, like, you know, because I'm so...
Because you're a perfectionist.
Yeah. And I'm so self-deprecating. Like my friends call me self-deprecate, like K-A-T-E, because they're like, you really need to cool it on the like, but I think, you know, I would have to say like probably just being able to get out of my own way enough to share the art that like that I wanted to share, you know, and to sort of navigate through some of the stuff that was a real challenge in order to get to a place where I was able to, you know, say what I wanted to say artistically and share it with people who hopefully, you know, were able to like find it inspiring or whatever. Like I really, it's the most meaningful thing in the world to me when like I hear from someone that like my song helped them or, you know, that it inspired them or something. Like that is something I always wanted. I always wanted to be on the other side of that when I was a kid, you know, listening to music that helped me like navigate the stuff I was going through in my life. I was like, yeah, man, if I could just be the person that someone says that to someday, you know, if somebody in person. And so that is probably, yeah, I would probably say that feels like my greatest achievement. Like it really feels good to feel like you contributed something even in a very, very small way, you know, to helping somebody have a better day.
Your Me Too song, like, that was such a time because every day you'd wake up and be like, what am I going to see about myself in the media? And it was, I was pregnant and like hormonal anyway, and it was such an awful time. And you put out that Me Too song that was so angry and it felt so good. And I was just so proud of you, but also like relieved that someone else was saying the words that I didn't necessarily have the ability to articulate. That was like, that was perfect timing and the perfect song.
Thank you. That is so meaningful in so many ways. I mean, I, you know, it was a wild time. Like all of us, it was like, it you know, was really, and it was so like, there was such an onslaught of just, of like panicking of like, what's going to happen and who's going to say what, and who's going to be mad at me and, you know, all this stuff. But that's always been the way I've been able to be the most honest is writing songs. Cause I'm like a socially awkward introvert who, you know, and so, but that is so meaningful. So thank you so much for saying that. That was, that was probably one of the most honest songs I've written to date. That was, there was no BS there. That's the truth.
Felt you.
After all of your achievements, okay, you die and you get to come back as a person or a thing. What is it going to be?
A person or a thing? Oh my God. No, like I feel like I should have some answer that's like, you know, I don't know.
No, there's no pressure. There's no expectation.
Who made a massive difference in the world, you know? But this is like probably lame, but I don't know if you guys are fans of Nate and Jeremiah from
HGTV. The biggest.
I would like to come back as them as a couple, as a family, yeah. Honestly, like their children are beautiful.
All of it.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
The way they mood board.
Oh.
The way Poppy picks out flooring.
I don't know who we're talking about, you guys. I live in a cave.
Nate Burgess and Jeremiah Brent, who are two of the greatest interior designers that are married to each other.
All right. Y'all are talking about like y'all are first name basis.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Nate, who did I? Nate Burgess. Okay. Oh my God. I understand what's happening
Kate,
now.
I can't wait for us to get a chateau. Oh my God.
You need to have them come do it.
I thought you two were on a first name basis.
No, we're definitely not. I don't know why I just said it like that, but maybe we will be on a, maybe someday I'm manifesting it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when they ask you about your extensions, you'll be honest.
I will. Those guys will know.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? So I saw that Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now online and in-store.
I love that. For the entire month of May, join Macy's in supporting AAPI-owned fashion brands. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
Plus, you can help to support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to AAPI scholarships.
AAPI is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students.
So join us by rounding up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support AAPI scholars and educational nonprofit.
Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Do you have something in your life that is just so easy that you know it's where you belong? I mean, I think this is a big no duh.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, writing music and singing for sure is the top of the, it's so just like, I don't know. I always was like, people wouldn't know it because I've really like grown a lot from just forcing myself to be on stage in front of a bunch of people for the best like 15, 20 years of my life. But I was like a very shy kid. Like, no one would have thought like, oh, Kate definitely wants to be the center of attention, you know, like definitely not my vibe at all. But something about like when I'm in the middle of singing a song on stage, like I can do that, you know, like I can totally do that. I can sing in front of people. I can write a song, you know, and I can say so much more writing a song than I can, you know, sometimes just in an honest conversation, or I'm trying to get better at that. But yeah, I mean, I guess that is a little bit of a no duh, but it just feels like, you know, where I can do my thing without feeling like, you know, the noise of the world doesn't really like interfere or something.
Well, does this seem like a natural place for you to, I don't know, make an announcement?
Oh my gosh. Yes, it does. Actually, this feels perfect. And I'm really excited that this is just, it's really, really fun to be announcing this on. I just kind of like had this thought last minute this week because the timing is crazy. So basically I'm like nervous. It's like, well, so, okay. So we've been working on this for 3 years. And so it feels like so crazy to be announcing it to the world. But I felt like the fans of our show, who we won't name, but the Drama Queens fans are the best fans in the world.
The best fans in the world.
The best fans in the entire world. Amazing, most supportive crew. And so I felt like they all deserve to be the first to know. So I have a new band with Mike Grubbs from Wakey Wakey from our show. And Grubbs and I have been working on this new band for 3 years, and we are finally ready to start sharing this music with everybody. The band is called Your Future Ghost, and it's so much fun. It's like,
it's so cool.
It's like the dirty indie rock album we've always wanted to make.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited.
I'm so red.
Like, I really want to be back in that warehouse that we used to hang out in all the time, which shall not be named in this.
Yes.
But I just want us to be back there.
Yeah.
With you playing together.
When do we get music, Kate?
So I'm going to send you guys, I think I maybe did. I'm going to send you a secret link to hear some of it just because I'm so excited for my friends to hear this. But I think we are like very close to being ready to share music to the point where like, when this airs, I'm not sure when it's, but like, we might even have a pre-save for single. But we are like, we have a little sign up on our website for to be the first to know when everything drops, just yourfutureghost.com. And our Insta is just Your Future Ghost.
I'm following that right now.
Yeah, I'm so excited, you guys. Thank you so much for letting me share this with these amazing listeners, these wonderful fans first, because I've been like bursting at the seams every time we've been, you know, making music. Every time we write a new song, we're like, oh my God, I can't wait to tell everybody. And yeah, and we're ready to go. It's really fun. It's like fun music in a way that I don't know. I felt like we both just like have permission to to be like, and to say, and to like make the type of music that, you know, we really, that neither of us really had figured out how to do like on our own. And so I can't wait for you.
So exciting.
Well, I just want to say right now, I just followed you on Instagram. You guys are only following one person.
Yep.
And you have three followers right now.
Yep.
You're about to have 4 and 5 followers right
Thank
now.
You.
We're yep. going for it.
Here we go.
And I feel real snobby that we have gotten in at the jump here.
I wouldn't want to end this way. I think the only person we're following is Popeye's Chicken because there was like.
Stop. It is Popeye's Chicken.
That is true. That is true.
That's a good sandwich, you know, I gotta say.
I love that.
You got 5 followers now.
Thank you for sharing that with us. I mean, when you texted us that you wanted to share it on the show, we all were pumped.
Oh, you guys
you
are
know,
the best.
It's Thank you. Fun that we get to all celebrate each other this many years out from working together.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it really is.
We always want to make a big deal out of each other's accomplishments.
It is. It's so, well, it means so much to me. And I know Grubbs feels the same way, like that. You know, the connection, and we, you know, we ran in some of the same circles, but mm-hmm. we connected through, you know, that whole community and this mm-hmm. whole, like, it really is special how just supportive and, you know, like it's such a wonderful That's group so of people. Cool. And I feel like it's just, I feel like even more connected to everybody and excited about, you know, than when we were all working together, because there was some crazy stuff going on, and it just feels so it's really gratifying, and it's so cool to be able to, you know, share all of these things together and celebrate all of you. Like, Hillary, I can't wait to read your new book. Joy, your strawberry song is like such a bop. I'm just jamming, like I love seeing all the projects that you guys are doing too, and it's just like, yeah, it's the best. It's the best like group of cheerleaders for each other, which is really like what the world needs more of, you know.
Mm-hmm. We have 2 quick questions left for you. Should we throw them out before we wrap up?
Yeah, we can do them like rapid fire. Okay. Question 22. I mean, I really do feel like we just peaked, and I'm thrilled about it. And I know we've asked you extra questions, so I'm sorry, but we still will get through this list. Question 22 is, I think we know the answer. Where would you most like to live?
Oh yeah, the south of France, like somewhere in
Hello.
Provence.
Hello,
yeah.
Our chateau.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then, what is your most treasured possession?
Ooh, treasure. My most treasured possession. When I got married, my mom made me a garter out of pieces of her wedding dress, which was like
that's amazing.
Such
an amazing, beautiful heirloom. Oh, yes, God. I
love it.
Yeah, like that's the first thing that comes to mind. So cool.
Good.
That's an amazing answer. Your family sounds so nice, Kate.
They it's are. They're the best. They're amazing. I love them so much. Yeah, I don't deserve them. Like they're
no,
such
you
sweet.
Do.
We don't deserve you. You're so great. Thank you so much for joining us and spending time and choosing us to be your outlet to make your big announcement. And,
yeah.
We love you. We miss you.
I think about it. It's like you're talking about how much you love your family. And I'm like, man, we're so lucky that outside of like our you know actual family circles, we've built this big friend family, and what's come of it, and your new project coming out of it, and us all getting to be together, like, oh my God, this is so cool.
It is. It's so incredibly cool, you guys. I can't tell you how much I was excited about this, and how fun it is to chat with all of you and see you all, and like, just thank you so much for having me on. This is truly like this is so much fun.
Aww. Yay. Thanks, all right, drama Kate. Queens, make sure that you're following Your Future Ghost. Go pre-save anything you can pre-save at the moment. And then we all want t-shirts. Like, we're merch.
You guys will be getting
we're merch whores. We just love it. We'll
be getting all the swag and all the yes, for sure. We will not leave you guys alone about it. We're so excited. We will be sending you all the free Your Future Ghost Yes.
We can't wait.
Awesome.
All right, you guys. This has been another episode of 23 Questions with your drama queens. We'll see you next week.
Hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
my girl.
queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life, and I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.